At the 2011 Farm Progress Show, I'm visiting in the Ag Leader Technology booth, one of our sponsors for coverage here of the show, and visiting with Hans Stickemeyer. Tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all, and where you're from.
Well, first of all, my name is Hans Stickemeyer, and I'm from Holland.
I kind of tried to get close there, but so you are, and I know you're relatively new with Ag Leader. Tell me just a little bit, maybe first of all, what drew you to the company, and then we'll talk about what you're doing.
Okay, I've been invited by Ag Leader to set up the European office because I seem to have quite some experience in Europe setting up businesses for several companies. So that's why I've been invited.
Wonderful. Well, tell me a little bit about what you're doing. I know it's early. You're kind of just getting started with that effort. What is it you hope to accomplish, and how are things going so far?
Well, things are going so far for the last few weeks quite well, because I noticed that the name of Ag Leader in Europe gets more familiar, gets better known already. People are calling me and because they notice that I'm working for Ag Leader and what I aim to do. So it's positive, really.
Well, you've got a big territory. What are some of the things that you've already maybe thought about? What are some of the ways you're going to try to get the name out there and help European farmers know more about what Ag Leader is doing?
Well, the key channel to do that is press. That's my opinion. I'm very positive on that. And the first communication was through press. Mm-hmm. And that's why people learned that Ag Leader will establish their European office. And none of our competitors are doing that. Mm-hmm. So that's the first promotion already. And they get aware of it. I visited German dealers. I visited Dutch dealers. I'm from Holland. Next week I will be in Belgium and France. Mm-hmm.
When you look at what Ag Leader is doing with the technology they have in the products, how would you describe how that's going to fit with European farming practices and production?
Oh, that's, I can say it's quite simple and it's difficult as well. In Europe, precision farming is needed as our territories are so small. I've been importing in Europe Steiger tractors, North Dakota, and the boys came from Fargo and saw how we operated with those big tractors. And here they leave the last inches, feet, free, not worked. And we go under the fence to go work the field of the neighbor as well. So we need precision agriculture. We do not have those planes as you have here.
So I know you get to talk to farmers in your territory. What are the kinds of things that they are looking for in precision, specifics like auto guidance, auto steer, things like that, that Ag Leader is going to be able to provide for?
Well, that can be very different, and I repeat, very different than the application here in America. If I'm driving here around and I see all those cornfields, that it's just amazing, it's huge, it's incredible. We are not aware of that. We have more, and then I repeat, precision farming, but that are precision crops. If I talk about the famous Dutch tulip bulbs, sure. Small fields, but extremely precise. Potato fields. I did not see any potato here, but we have potato fields, and there is where you need precision farming. So it's completely different. If you go, however, to Eastern Europe, Russia, that's more or less similar to here. Great fields, hectares, as we call your acres. And so it's different, but it's very precise to be done, yes.
Wonderful. Well, it is great to meet you here in the United States at this Farm Progress Show. And we'll be interested to see how things go in your territory. I've been visiting here at the Ag Leader booth at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.